ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சாய்ராம். குரு பிரம்மா, குரு விஷ்ணு, குரு தேவோ மகேஸ்வர, குரு சாக்ஷாத் பரபிரம்மா, தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. ஆஃபரிங் அவர் மோஸ்ட் ஹம்பிள் பிரணாம்ஸ் அட் த டிவைன் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் அவர் மோஸ்ட் பிலவட் ஜகத்குரு பகவான் ஸ்ரீ சத்யசாய்பாபா. எஸ்டீம்ட் எல்டர்ஸ், டியர் பிரதர்ஸ் அண்ட் சிஸ்டர்ஸ், loving Sairam to all of you. On this auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima, this evening we have three offerings at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. First, we have the valedictory function of diploma in Sri Satya Sai Educare program. It is my honor to introduce and invite the distinguished speaker for this occasion, Dr. B.G. Pitre. In the world of Sri Satya Sai education in human values, Dr. B.G. Pitre is well known for his human contribution towards education. Dr. Pitre has been instrumental in setting up several schools around the country and successfully developing them into prestigious institutions. He has been the principal of the prestigious Dune School in Dehradun. Over the last 30 years, he has been actively involved in developing several training programs in value education for teachers, professionals, and other learning groups. He was instrumental in developing accreditation for Satya Sai schools all over India and has co-authored several books on value education. He is based in Dharmakshetra, Mumbai, for nearly 2 decades. At 83, he is a shining example of work is worship. Please welcome Dr. B.G. Pitre.
Shri Satya Sai Baba, revered elders, brothers and sisters. Today, Bhagwan meticulously planned that the last day of our diploma course comes to be on Guru Purnima Day. And this diploma course is being conducted for teachers from Satya Sai schools from all over the country. I am going to present before you a very brief account of what happens and what has happened in the diploma course. I pray to Bhagwan to accept this as whatever I can offer to Bhagwan of the diploma course which has been conducted here. The participants, 14 in number, came from all over the country, various Satya Sai schools from Delhi, Vishakhapatnam, Rajahmundry, Bijangi, Chennai, Navsari, Indore, Jaipura, etc. The participants' time work started every day on a regular basis at 5:30 a.m. with Omkar, Suprabhatam and meditation. And it normally ended at 7:30 p.m. after a small Jyoti meditation session. In between, during the day, in these 45 days, there were various sessions where presentation made by the faculty included not only PPT presentations but group discussions, assignments given to the participants, group activities including games and role plays and other things, and all those methodologies which are well known to all of us who are connected with the Educare program. The content of the program has been given and assigned to us by Bhagwan Baba. And it includes, as you all know, the Educare program includes the philosophy and the application of the Sri Satya Sai Educare program. It concludes, therefore, not only the five eternal fundamental values of Satya Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa, but also the five transformation techniques, as you all know: meditation, prayers, group activities, good reading, literature, games, etc., seva, and devotional group singing. In addition to that, there were sessions by our faculty members on the science of learning, the excellence methodology which has been employed in the Satya Sai schools in the last several years, human excellence, environmental excellence, and academic excellence. And then several specialized sessions which are needed for the teacher, such as guidance, co-curricular activities, integral yoga, fitness programs, community service, and especially the methodology of Educare, which is experiential learning. The participants also had an opportunity for a one-week practicum in the local, our Bhagwan's Ishwaramba school. They went there and did their teaching practice, which had the emphasis on experiential learning, which is a unique methodology Bhagwan has given to us to promote Educare programs in the schools. At the end of this program, towards the end of this course, the participants were required to make a one-hour presentation to us. 50 minutes of presentation and 10 minutes of a question-answer session. The whole point here, which I am trying to make out here, is that they were equipped and have been equipped, hopefully, with Bhagwan's grace, to go back to their own schools and first, to begin with, do their own personal sadhana, and secondly, therefore, transfer the benefits they have got, deliver it to the students they are in charge of. This is the first diploma course which has been conducted, 45 days residential course here in Prashanthi Nilayam. But there have been earlier 19 courses. This is the 20th. And this has been the sort of practice in all these courses that I have mentioned. Now in these 20 courses which have been conducted so far, around 240 participants have attended the course in the past from India, and around 60 participants did attend some time back from 28 countries abroad. And all these participants who have returned back to their schools or to their professions have been contributing tremendously their might, and therefore have been a great asset to the schools and to the community while doing their work. I would only like to mention here now that academic excellence and the what we call as the human excellence program are only two aspects of the several things which bring it as a good quality school. They are co-curricular activities, community service programs, there are interactive programs, festivals, functions and other things and so on. There's a parenting program, there's a program for role of teachers and others and so on. These all constitute totally to the overall development of the school, and therefore through them the overall development of the students who are there. As of now, we have over 50,000 students studying in Satya Sai schools, in the 100 Satya Sai schools that we have in India. We very much hope, with Bhagwan's grace, if all these schools come to a certain level that Bhagwan wants us to come, they are going to be great accelerating factors in bringing quality education in the schools all over the country. I pray to Bhagwan to bless these 14 participants who have now qualified to receive the diploma, and I would request that diploma be given by Bhagwan's grace in Bhagwan's presence. Sai Ram.
Most beloved Bhagwan, on this most auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima, we offer at your lotus feet our grateful pranams to have given us this opportunity to study and assimilate your eternal and sublime message. I now humbly request revered Justice A.P. Mishra, member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to hand over the diploma certificates to the qualified participants. A total of 14 teachers spend the past 45 days at Prashanti Nilayam studying Sri Satya Sai Educare. They have been evaluated on various parameters and have qualified for the diploma. I request the participants to come over, take pranams and receive the diploma certificates in the divine presence. First, Srimati K. Pungotai from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Educare, Chennai. Srimati M. Prashanti from Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Vishakhapatnam. Kumari Rashmi Singh, Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, New Delhi. Srimati Shyamala Devi, Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Vishakhapatnam. Kumari Smita Gupta, Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Indore. Kumari M. Sai Suguna, Srimati Ishwarama School, Puttaparthi. Moving on to the brothers category. Shri Bhavesh Mahyavanshi, Shri Satya Sai Vidyaniketan, Navsari, Gujarat. Shri Bhushan Kulkarni, Shri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Vijaypur, Madhya Pradesh. Shri B. Subbarayudu, Shri Satya Sai Gurukula Vidyaniketan, Bejjanki, Andhra Pradesh. Shri Jayesh Yadav, Shri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Vijaypur. Shri S. Karthik Narayan, Shri Satya Sai Institute of Educare, Chennai. Shri Pradeep Kumar Sharma, Shri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Vijaypur. Shri K. Muralidhar Rao, Shri Satya Sai Gurukulam Rajahmundry. Shri Yesh Chaurasia, Shri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Puttaparthi. Thank you, Sai Ram.
We now have a book release ceremony where the first copy of Kannada Dvaimasika Sai Sevamrita will be offered at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet, published by Sri Satya Sai Lok Seva Trust, Alike. We call upon Sri U. Gangadhar Bhatt, Chairman, Sri Satya Sai Lok Seva Trust, to say a few words on this occasion. Sri Gangadhar Bhatt has been in Swami's fold since 1960 and has served in Bhagwan's educational mission for nearly 60 years. Please welcome Sri Gangadhar Bhatt.
परम भक्तों के श्री चरणों में हार्दिक प्रणाम. भाइयों और माताएं और विद्यार्थियों, आज मरियल नारायण जी ने अपने जीवन के आरंभ काल में सेवामृत नामक एक पत्रिका को शुरू कर दी थी और बहुत साल तक चले थे. बाद में हरिके से जब सनातन सार से निकलने लगा उसे उसमें हमने शामिल कर दिया है. आजकल जब उन्होंने जीवन के आरंभ काल में किया है, मैं अंत्य काल में कर रहा हूं, क्योंकि जीवन में तो कुछ चलना ही है. क्योंकि श्रवणा मनना निधिध्यासा अंत करते हैं, कहते हैं. हम सभी जब मिलते हैं व्यवहार की बातें ही बोलते हैं. व्यवहार के बिना कोई तात्विक विचार उसमें नहीं आता है, उसका चिंतन नहीं होता है. जब मनन नहीं होता है निधिध्यास कैसे चलेगा. इसीलिए स्वामी के उपदेशों को पढ़कर, स्वामी के उपन्यासों को पढ़कर एक संगठन करना, एक छोटे से रूप से साई सेवामृत नाम से इसे द्वैमासिक होकर शुरू कर देना. बाद में स्वामी कैसे चलाते हैं उस प्रकार चलाना, इसे मैंने संकल्प किया है. इसके लिए आप सब लोगों की मैं आशीर्वाद चाहता हूं और स्वामी से इतना ही प्रार्थना करता हूं. स्वामिन सर्व जगन्नाथ यावत् देहावसानकम् तावत् त्वं प्रीति भावेन हृदयेऽस्मिन् सन्निधिं कुरु.
Sai Ram. We'll now offer a devotional instrumental music program at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet. This evening we have two well-known musicians from the world of Carnatic classical music, Srimati Charumati Raghuraman on violin and Sri Anant R. Krishnan on mridangam. Srimati Charumati Raghuraman is a violin virtuoso in the Carnatic South Indian classical music tradition. Her first guru is her mother, Srimati Rama Raghuraman. She later received her formal training from the respected guru, Srimati T.R. Balamani from Mumbai. In the year 1995, she became an ardent disciple of the iconic violinist Padma Bhushan, Professor T.N. Krishnan. She has also received training from Carnatic vocal classic renowned teacher Padma Bhushan, Sri P.S. Narayana Swami. She has received several prestigious awards and has given several national and international concerts. On mridangam, we have Sri Anant R. Krishnan. Sri Anant R. Krishnan is the grandson and disciple of mridangam vidwan Padma Shri Palghat R. Raghu. Sri Ananta initially learned mridangam from his uncle, Sri R. Ramkumar. He belongs to the musical lineage of Muthuswami Dikshitar on his paternal side. He has also received training from Ustad Zakir Hussain. Currently, he serves as a faculty member of KM Music Conservatory in Chennai. Please welcome Srimati Charumati Raghuraman and Sri Anand R. Krishnan. Sai Ram.
Yeah. जय जयकार बोलो जय जयकार सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।